Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I'm Mike Sammons. Trey is running the board. Steve and Julian has the day off. And we've got a great show on tap. Steve Wilkes is here from Signorama Buford, such an important guy that he's our only guest today. We're giving the entire show to you, Steve, so congratulations.
That's a good thing. If you hadn't told anybody else I was here, they might have showed up, but you know, it was your fault.
Exactly. Before we get into that, we want to remind everybody about our love for Subaru. Subaru, it's what makes a Subaru is love. Get big savings, enjoy their hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, like me, then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. All right. Steve Wilkes with Signorama Buford. Welcome to the program.
This is just like exciting. I even got up early.
For someone like you who's so reserved and shy, you know,
I'm nervous.
To talk you into coming on our show, it was like pulling teeth.
Well, I'm a little nervous, but I'll try to settle it out here as we go.
I find that hard to believe. But go ahead and give us a kind of a broad overview of Signorama Buford, you know, the products and services you offer.
Right. Well, Signorama Buford has been around 17 years, owned by Gary and Nancy Rosenberg. They started it after researching a bunch of different franchises and what they wanted to do. And basically, they've built it around, because it's a business to try, but they've very successfully built it around service. And, you know, if they ask us if we have a guarantee, we go, yeah, we'll do whatever we need to do to make it right. But they've also built it into sort of a unique type of shop in our industry, in that we're not just a sign shop. People, you know, ask us what we make, and I tell them we'll do anything but a billboard. That's just because I'm afraid of heights. We'll do anything. And we try to take the marketing side of it into consideration and see what you're doing in your company and what your marketing plans are and how you tie in all your various signage that might be on your building, but also what you do with your vehicles, what you do with your marketing aids like pens and paint and pencils and shirts and how you dress and all those different things. So we try to take that into a complete package when we sit with a customer and help them tie it together with whatever their already current marketing plans are, like doing a fantastic radio mm-hmm. show with the great award-winning Mike Sammon.
There you go. Now, do you do the things like printing, things like business cards and brochures?
We do. We have customers that we do literally any and everything that they have, and we do some companies' invoices, and we do a lot of business cards, and we do have a brand new restaurant. Can I plug that? Can I do this?
Sure, you can plug
yes, it's
you
a
want.
Great new place over near Gwinnett Mall called Mozambique's. A Taste of Portugal, if you want to have something different. Best chicken sandwich you'll ever have. We just did trifold menu flyers for them. Okay. And we've done window graphics, and we've done posters for inside. And now we're doing wall graphics. So we've really been working with him since he first planned on opening. And we have plans from now all the way through next year as to what we're going to add and what we're going to do so that he knows what it's going to cost. Because one of the most difficult things in our business is nobody has any idea what any of it costs. So that gets a lot of businesses in trouble because they don't know what the plan.
Let's talk about signage needs. You know, when companies are doing interior, exterior signs, it seems like it would be an easy process. You know, I want to sign for inside my building. I want to sign for outside my building. What are maybe some of the common mistakes that people don't think of when they're deciding to place a sign either in the interior or exterior of the building?
Biggest mistake they make is they forget what it's for. It's not for them. We've had a ton of businesses that are insistent on a very fancy logo or something. If you have Bob's Burgers and you're opening a brand new location or maybe a second location and you're trying to brand your company, which you should, but if you have your fancy, you have a picture of you with a flipping a burger and you have burgers, what's the most important thing out of all that?
Burgers. Because you're not selling Bob.
You're not selling Bob. You're not selling his picture. You're selling burgers. And people will want to say, but my son designed that logo. Isn't it beautiful? Can I put that in this big, beautiful sign out front? People drive by and they don't know what you do. The bottom line is burgers is the most important thing out of all that. And people sometimes forget, and this is true in any form of sales, that we're not selling to ourselves. We're selling to somebody else. So we have to use their opinion. So if just because you don't like a color doesn't mean someone else won't like a color. Just because you have a specific font that you really like. And I've done this with, people making this, even a big sign on the side, on the outside of a building, want a specific font because that's what their logo is. And I just, you know, if you change the font on your front and anybody in the world ever notices it's a different font that's on your business card or on your menu,
right,
you will be the only person in the world to do it. Yet that thing might cost you twice as much because it's a fancy, scrolly type of thing. So I think the biggest mistake that people make in general is just what is the purpose of what you're trying to do, which is the first question I try to ask everybody. What are you trying to do? And they look at me like, put a sign on my building. Okay, why?
So you're not just an order taker. I mean, you're consulting with folks.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, that's you asked me earlier when we were just talking about what I do and do I do have a job, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what's fun. I've been in sales for about 45 years and I've done a lot of consultative, as they call it. They have a fancy name for it now, consultative selling, which is basically asking your customer what they need before you get it to them. In dealing with people and trying to help people out, one of the first questions I ask people all the time is, do you have a budget? And they're like, oh, you want to spend all my money? I go, no, I don't want to waste your time giving you things you can't fit. What are you trying to do and where'd you come up with that? So yeah, I mean, from a personal standpoint, that's one of my things that I like most about what I do, as well as getting to meet wonderful people such as, such as yourself. But
that was one of those fake coughs.
I learned that from Johnny Phelps. Gary and Nancy are very, that's their mantra that they try to create too. Nancy's favorite thing is she wants to put wow into whatever you get. And you can't do that unless you work with the customer and find out what their goal is for what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, I see here on your title, it's a marketing specialist. Our notes say it's basically a long version of being a sales guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. When I, I don't know whether you were alive then, but back in 1984, it's not a book. It was actually a year. I got transferred from Buffalo, New York to Cleveland, Ohio as a sales manager with NAPA. And I had a meeting with about 30 of our sales representatives from different factories and all that. And I passed them all out my new card. And I said, everybody take out your pen and cross off the AGER in my title. Because it says sales manager, but I'm a salesman. And anybody here, I don't care if you're called a territory manager, if you're called a representative, whatever you're called, if you're not a salesman, we're probably going to have an issue getting along real well because that's what we do. People are just that. I think most of the time titles people come up with to try to make it sound better. And people are embarrassed to be salespeople, which I think is
It has that negative connotation because of the greasy used car salesman and things
Herb Turlock.
You know,
my hero. I have a green suit. It's a leisure
there
suit.
There you go. A little WKRP reference here on the program. And it just has that negative reference that the auto industry has been fighting that for many, many years.
Rightfully,
and it's not a bad thing.
So.
Yes, everybody is in sales in some form or fashion, but you know, a lot of folks that do it is because they love helping other people.
Right.
And you could say, well, I'm just producing signs. No, you're helping them with their business.
Well, again, in conjunction to that and what we try to do at Signer and Buford is they're really big at pushing this is I'm not out just selling you a sign. I'm out selling you the sign and the cards and everything else you'll need down the line. But when you open your second store and third store and fourth store, or as your store grows, or as you change the inside, there are a lot of customers. It'll be a one-time thing. That's just the way it is. But that's not what our initial efforts are towards, and that's not what I try to do. I try to, you know, I'm hoping that every single customer I have, I get to do something else with, because what we did helped him, that it worked for him. So, you know, and it, in our business, again, it's not always going to happen, because sometimes a sign's a sign.
Right.
But a sign's supposed to be something that helps your business.
Right. We're talking with Steve Wilkes with Signorama Buford here on Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio.
Award-winning.
Award-winning Gwinnett Business Radio. Yes. Thank you very much. We actually have the award sitting somewhere here in the studio. Thank you, Trey. Something to think about when you have a business, they always say location, location, location. But when you're thinking of the location, you also kind of need to think about what your sign is going to look like, don't you?
Right.
Talk about that relationship there.
This is something that we deal with. I have one just before we came in. I got a note in a jurisdiction where somebody's already been in a business for 6 months, they're getting ready to put a sign up, and now they're coming back, and there's a restriction on that type of business within the M2, M4 zoning thing. And then most people won't think about what the qualifications are and rules about a sign. If you go into Gwinnett County, your signage is based on your net foot inside leased space up to 2,500, your 36 feet upwards. Then you go to other things, it'll be 5% of the front of the building. Another one might be one lineal foot per length of the width. So if you're a corporate, again, just going through this with somebody this week, if you have a corporate logo name that's going on the building, and then after you lease this building, you find out you're only allowed 22 square feet of signage space, that print on that may be so small that you can't even read it. And there's nothing you can do, because it could be the city or the county or the landlords. And the landlords don't really point that out to you, but if you go into a building and they're in your lease, your sign says they need channel letters, individually mounted, interior lit, can't be bigger than 24 inches, yada, yada. You can't get a channel letter sign for realistically under $3,000. Mm-hmm. Most of them are $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, where people come in and they go, well, can I just put up that? For now, I'm going to put a banner up. You can't. You get 30 days for a banner, and then it's got to come down. Well, then I'm going to put up an aluminum sign. You can't. You have to put these up. That's what your lease says, and you have 30 days to do it. And they've budgeted $500 to stick a sign in their building, and all of a sudden, they can't. And the cities, every city, every county is absolutely amazing how different they all are. So those are things you sort of need to, right. And I always, you hear me say that at the chamber all the time. You know, if you got somebody going to business, you know somebody, I'll be more than happy to talk to them and just tell them what some of the pitfalls before they do it. Because after you sign your lease, you're tied into the landlord and you're tied into wherever your location is.
There are some rules, regulations you have to follow.
Tons of them.
So you're Signorama Buford.
Correct.
Do you have just an area you can work with? Can you do signs anywhere? How does that work among all the Signorama locations?
There's 930 or so around the world. We're lucky enough to be one of the larger ones, and we've won awards every year, and Gary and Nancy are always on their committees, and we're a mentor store. They send people to us and everything. But as far, there is no assigned here. It's just not they're franchises. They're all individually owned. I don't actively go in anybody else's. If there's a store there, I don't actively go somewhere else. We can sell anywhere.
Sort of a gentleman's agreement. You're not going to actively market in someone else's backyard.
Because we have national account. We have one dental studio that we do hundreds of theirs across the country. We make everything here and send them out. And the reason you do that is because they want everything to be the same. And if I print your interior sign on my printer and another guy prints it on his printer somewhere else, they're not the same color. So we'll print all the graphics in the same place. We just did a thing with the Marines. We did hundreds and hundreds of the vehicles all across the country, but we printed everything here because it took, I know you'd never believe this about the government or military, but it took several months to correctly pick the shade of red off which printer. So after that, it was necessary for us to continue to do it and ship it all.
I got you. Now, you mentioned, the Rosenbergs, mm-hmm. starting 17 years ago, Signorama Buford.
Correct.
What are their plans moving forward? Where do they see themselves? Where do you see, I'm not going to ask where you see yourselves in 5 years, because God knows where Steve Wilkes may be in 5 years.
Hopefully still alive.
Right. Where's the company, what are the major plans moving forward?
I know they want to, down the line, I know they want to eventually retire. One son works with us during the summer. They have two kids. One's a senior, just graduated high school. One's a kid I saw. I've asked him sort of point blank. I don't know if this is public knowledge type stuff, but I've asked him just because I need to know what's going on a bit. And I plan on working for another 5 to 10 years, as long as I can still do it. And I think they'll be either around or the substance of it will be there enough that I can leave that in my life plans.
Right.
But the thing that's great about working with them is I spent a lot of my life putting people into business, especially with Napa Auto Parts for 20 years and working with people and developing business plans and doing that. Nancy and Gary both just are not afraid to put money back in the business. They never, every year we're getting something different, something new, upgrading, replacing. We just replaced a printer that was only 6 years old, but 6 years in the printing business for Hewlett Packard is a lifetime. So basically you got the same model, just 6 years newer, and it's like an amazing thing. But you don't go out and buy a printer that prints on the stuff that we print on and does it for $29.95 at Best Buy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And but last year, I bought a big, huge router setup and table and everything. So the equipment, when you buy it, is not inexpensive. It's an investment. And they're constantly, we bought, an 8,000 square foot building. They bought about 6-7 years ago. It was a dirt floor, built it out and moved into there. And
you guys have a showroom?
Yes.
People can walk in and see obviously some of the things
you've
done.
You ever took up my invitation to stop by to see it sometimes, you'd see that already, but one of our after hours or something. But yeah, that's one of the things, again, too. We have people walk into our place all the time and they flip out because most types of business like us don't have, we have every type, you know, pens and pencils and all that, but we also have all of our neat routed signs and different things that you can use.
Okay, is this the address here on Thompson Mill Road, 4737 Thompson Mill Road in Buford?
Yeah, it's right at the corner of Thompson Mill and Buford Highway, right behind the Chevron station, which—
All right.
I'll give you an industry secret. It's an industry secret, a seafood secret. The best tacos in Gwinnett County are inside of that Chevron station. $1.50.
I know people that will not buy food at a gas station.
It's a separate, the gas station.
I understand. I'm not one of them.
This is mom, yep. Dad, four daughters. They've been there for years, going in the morning, see dad chopping the onions and everything. $1.50 for a loaded taco. Yeah. It is the best.
If they're one of those little places attached to gas stations, I have friends that will not eat there.
I understand.
They have that gas. It's like it has nothing to do with the gas station. The food is great.
I understand that. Well, some people, you know, if you ever saw my house, you'd notice it. You know that it doesn't bother me what it looks like where you eat. Great food. But anyways, I'll throw that in. And if you ever do stop there, stop next door at Sonorama.
Yes. All right. You're obviously a very smart man, Steve. You understand that you're not the only printing company, sign company in the area. So what separates you from, say, your competitors? Why should people go to Signorama Buford as opposed to Joe's Sign Shop?
Well, A would be me.
But what, you're saying that's a reason why you should?
Should, yeah. No, stop laughing. He just backed away from the microphone about 3 feet, so you laugh and cough. Okay, thank you very much for that.
That little pregnant pause that people kind of
really
soak that in there.
Again, it goes back to what I said before, simply that we take the total package of a customer and we don't sell signs, we sell visibility. And whatever we need to do that, we'll work with a customer. And like I said, we'll sit down and try to put together a wish list. What are you going to do for the next year? And the fact that we own our own facility and that we do a ton of the stuff in-house, we have doing creative to a point, you know, in helping them design and everything. So we take more of a total, I think, approach to it than most do. And we don't specialize in just one part. We do well in everything that we do. And handling all the marketing and merchandising materials is different than you can get in most places. We really do try to be a one-stop marketing company as well as just a sign company.
Great. Well, we do appreciate you coming by.
Oh, it's
finally, after all this time, coming into the studio, talking about Signorama Buford.
Yeah, maybe someday you'll actually stop by and see our place then, huh?
I will. Apparently there's a taco place right next door. I got to get some great tacos.
That's right. So I couldn't miss the opportunity.
Anything else about Signorama Buford that we need to let our listeners know about?
No, just if you ever need something, you always find me at the Chamber or somewhere around one of the Buford or Sugar Hill area. I'm a business alliance is there. I'm always welcome to stop by. We have a great showroom. It's very helpful people there that are willing to tell you what's going on. Our website is Signorama Buford.com or SARBuford.com. You go out there. There's some things down at the bottom. You can actually surf through and see different types of signs that are available. Realistically, the thing that is, if you have some questions and you just want somebody to talk to about it that has a little bit of knowledge about it, and you notice I did say a little bit.
Yes, the key word.
Before you had a chance to say anything.
Knows me too well.
Yeah, we'd love to have the opportunity to help people.
All right. And again, that website is SARBuford.com. Or as my GPS likes to say, Buford. Does yours do that as well?
Yes, it says, some strange things, yes.
Yeah, I'm always on Buffett Highway. So anyway.
Southeast, Northeast, yeah.
Steve Wilks, Cinerama Buford, thanks so much for coming by.
Mike, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And before we close out the show, I want to remind everybody that Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies, and they offer outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all of their products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Okay, reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you'd like, 24/7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can, again, listen to this show or any of our other shows anytime. Also, check us out on Facebook and on Twitter or all over the social media spectrum. Until next time, for Steve and Julian, who'll be back in the studio, for our producer, Trey, I'm Mike Salmon. By the way, Trey always wants to remind you about this.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man! Woo!
And we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.